Blog Talk Radio.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You're the one who grunts the dog says to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sleep behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she empty that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's the first time that's ever worked.
New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
Look at here. Look here. Huddle up, huh?
What's up, brother? What's going on, brother? How are you?
Listen, man, you know we have a live with Nigeria, 506-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment, Home Sports Nation. And hey, Uptown, this is on you, baby. Let's get it in, baby, before we fit in. How about that?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that for an hour, hour and a half, you know, as long as the calls keep coming. I got something to talk about. But first, before we even get started, let me give a shout-out to my man, Coach D. Gibbs. Day his anniversary. May Allah grant him many more and grant him Jenna. And on the bad side of things, on his anniversary, he had a fender bender, so he won't be able to join us tonight. So it's just Bravo. Don't you know? Coach Gibb, all right, he good for the record, he good, you know, no injuries. But it's just me tonight, so you know, bring the calls. I got it, you know, I got some topics we can touch on. I'm sure Brother O going chime in as usual. You know what I'm saying? He replacing the black Skip Bayless, so I know he got something to say crazy. And I'm here. You know I'm here. I'm here for the sports talk long as y'all bring it. And Larry, I want our esteemed callers, Larry, don't hijack the show tonight with me, Larry. Work with a brother. Work with a brother. But
Larry, listen, let's go there, right? First of all, we were all, thank God I didn't put down no money. I ain't put down no money for the Super Bowl. I was supposed to put down a serious side bet, okay? And everybody knows, you know, scared money don't make no money. So I was going to put down, I put it out there, a bet of $500 to garner me $2,000 if the Kansas City Chiefs would have won the ball game. Well, I didn't get to my bookie in time, and I kept my $500 in my pocket. How about that? Mm.
That was a good time. Wasn't that the perfect time not to get somewhere on time? Because they got dominated.
It was
in your life. As bad as you ain't want to be to get to your bookie that day. That was the best thing you ever did.
It was a beatdown. It was defense, smash mouth. You know what I mean? Old school cover two defense. You know what I'm saying? The varnished Tampa 2. But it's kind of strange, man, for Tom Brady to win the championship on his own home field. I guess the team was supposed to be an offensive juggernaut. Talk about it, Uptown. Come on, help me out, bro. I'm on these stations.
I was letting you go for a minute. You know, I got some thoughts. I got plenty of thoughts on this. First of all, this lets you know, boys and girls, that the game of football, you can have all the pretty pieces outside and, you know, the great running backs and coach with the greatest plays in the world. But if you can't protect your quarterback, they all look regular. I've never seen Pat Mahomes, who in my eyes is like the greatest athlete thrower of the football. It's like him, Aaron Rodgers, Elway, he in that light already. I've never seen him look as Carson Wentz-ish as I saw him look without his two tackles. So for future reference, when you know you're watching the TV shows and they're telling you, oh, they got this receiver and this team got this running back. And this team got this tight end. And this team got this. If they don't have an offensive line, it doesn't make a difference. Because Tampa dominated them up front. Mahomes was running for his life. That's why he looked the way he looked. And when you don't have an offensive line, the game is won in the trenches. Period, point blank. It's won in the trenches, and that's where Tampa Bay won the game. Now, there were some egregious calls. But not egregious by 22 points. Not egregious, but it didn't 22 points. The referees didn't 22 points. Didn't give you a 22-point loss. And for the record, can we give Todd Bowles the super? I would like to give him. They didn't give it to him, but I was coordination. I would like to give him the Super Bowl co-MVP for drawing up that game plan.
Well, first of all,
Todd Bowles should have got it too.
He's a defensive genius, and, of course, like I said, the old-school Tampa Bay Buccaneer cover two defense, they're out there looking like the 2013 Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom. I mean, Devin, you know what I mean? You know, my man Devontae, you know, David, or the Levante David. I mean, they was playing some serious football, man, and they ran the ball.
Don't forget Indominus Sue, collapsing the pocket, JPP coming around your end.
Oh, man,
Shaq Barrett coming around your other end. Them corners was looking real different, wasn't they? Them corners was looking real different. They was looking like all pro corners out there when they was getting that pass rush. The same dudes I watched all year hitting both. Shaq Barrett is a monster.
Shaq Barrett might not sign next year. He might not even sign. He might not even sign back in the Buccaneers.
Shaq Barrett is a monster wearing a football jersey. That's what Shaq Barrett is. But I know them corners look real good when they knew this boy only had about a 1.5 seconds to throw the football. Them corners look like locked. Them same corners I watched get 38 put on them by Drew Brees, 31 early in the year, Aaron Rodgers torch them, Kansas Tyreek Hill going for 220.5. They was out there looking like Deion Sanders. They was looking like Deion Sanders in their prime because this boy had these guy had no time. Pat Mahomes had no time. None. And he
looked like
as regular. I've never seen him look like that. That was his worst game, but that's what you know. The game is won in the trenches.
Well, you look like Larry Brown, and Deion Sanders. That's what it looked like. It looked like 96 to 95, 96. So you know, I mean, you know, with Larry Brown being the other corner winning the MVP. How about that? Deion didn't win the MVP that year. How about that? But they didn't throw Deion's side.
Yeah.
Remember now, not throwing on Deion's side caused Larry Brown to have those two interceptions, one for a touchdown. So, but that's way back in the day for you Dallas Cowboy fans. We're not here on no Sharice Lee type of foolishness. And we're not here for no Larry Shepard and no that type of foolishness. We're here to bless you right here on this mic tonight. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for the second time in their history, won the Super Bowl. You know, and I guess it's case closed. I mean, cause some people could say that Andy Reid, you know, going through the situation with his son, his mind wasn't there. I just concur with that. I think Andy Reid was there because he had OCs and DCs running the, you know, running the show. You know, it's all about, you know, Eric Bieniemy and company, you know, getting that thing together. And so they didn't get it together. So guess what? You know, all the people that hate, you know, everybody's going to say this, a white privilege, you know, but, you know, everybody hate Tom Brady's, you know, smile, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's smiling again now. He's about to be fitted for a seventh ring with a pirate on it.
Tom Brady could be green. He's a GOAT quarterback, okay? He could be yellow. He's a GOAT quarterback. He could be purple. He's a GOAT quarterback. He's a GOAT quarterback, period, point blank. Period.
Well, you know, a lot of African Americans are having problems with that.
There's no longer an argument, oh, is this guy better? Oh, is this guy the best? Joe Montana, I watch him in his prime, 4-0 undefeated. It is no longer an issue. You know how in NBA, Jordan got an issue. Depending on who you talk to, you know, this guy was the best. Kareem was the best. Kobe the best. LeBron the best. There's no argument. It's now 2 through 5. Period, point blank, in the NFL, when we talk about all time, the best quarterback ever. It's 2 through 5. There's no longer an argument. Tom Brady is the best, is the GOAT quarterback, period. Period. If you start arguing,
okay,
I don't want to talk sports with you no more because I just don't want to do it. I'm not going to waste my breath.
I got some action. Of course, the two things that came up. Two things came up with the Tom Brady question. I think, you know, you're very, very, you know, adequate and definitely astute. You know, you have your acumen of sports is outstanding, so let's go there. Okay, first of all, they said, is Tom Brady the greatest player in NFL history? Your opinion?
Now, we talking player, that's a different ball game because quarterback's really player. That's a different ball game. Player's a different ball game. Player is a Lawrence Taylor. Player is a Jerry Rice, in my opinion. Player is a Deion Sanders. I'm not going player.
I'm gonna go best defensive player in the history of the game was Lawrence Taylor. The best player that ever did it in cleats is Jerry Rice.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going Tom Brady best player. No.
There you go. Now, this is the other argument, which I thought was egregious. I thought it was horrible. Okay. Yes. People are lining Tom Brady up saying, is he the best player in any sport? I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Is he might be one of the greatest winners? Yes. But players? I mean, no, come on, Steph. No.
Of any sport?
Quarterback. That's it. Quarterback.
All right. Sounds good, man. We were here on our first call, man. Of course, 516-453-9133. Talk to your brother. Talk to your man, Deuce, man. We here, man. Anybody that loves what we do, Just say hi. Just say hi to us. I mean, even on low sports, just say, hey, brother. Oh, hey, Uptown, what's going on? You good? You know what I mean? You good? Okay, we here. So we're going to bring our first caller tonight. Yeah, bring our first caller tonight. Caller one, you're on the line right now, of course, with the Huddle Sports Nation right here on OD Dynasty.
What's up?
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir. Who we got?
Oh, all right. Well, I'm the brother of Deuce Uptown. I'm the younger brother.
Uh-huh, brother from the same mother. Brother from the same mother. What's up, brother? Brother from the same mother.
I love this.
Brother.
I love this.
So listen, I have a conversation to talk about.
Yes, sir. Bring it.
And you know, I didn't text you this weekend because I didn't want to. I wanted to bring it on the show. So
yes, sir.
Why is Calvin Johnson in the Hall of Fame and Sterling Sharpe is not?
Ooh. 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 That's how you feel? That's what you
Sterling want. Calvin Johnson only played how many seasons?
Court of
ball from who?
Nine.
Matthew Stafford.
I'm going to say nine.
Matthew Stafford all 9 years. We
yes,
can't
sir.
Name, well, I know I can't name as many quarterbacks that Sterling Sharpe because Brett Favre wasn't there. So the ones before Brett Favre, I have no idea who they are.
Brett like a year or two before he got hurt.
That would be Don Magic Man Meskowski. He's the one that got hurt.
He got Brett a couple years before, you know, he had the neck injury. He did get Brett a couple years. Maybe at least
so
three.
What,
he got Brett
what,
two, three.
What did Sterling Sharpe do so bad that he cannot get in the Hall of Fame?
Mm.
Didn't play enough seasons. He didn't find the right quarterback. I got the answer. The league Craig Hodges him.
He was a black man standing up for what he believed in, man. He was saying some things to the press, man. That's about Sterling Sharpe. You know, is an antagonist, but don't forget now, everything he owes to everything is to his big brother. That was his inspiration.
No question. Oh, he gives
it. Sterling Sharpe was a man that stood up. He stood up to the press, man, and they didn't like it. They didn't like it, man. That's why they blackballed it.
Mm. And you know what? You do need to. But you know what? We can't. Well, Marvin Harrison did no interviews. None. So is we gonna give it to the press?
None.
Marvin Harrison did none. None. She's never seen Marv talk. But when it was Hall of Fame,
he got the numbers. He got the numbers, though. The numbers don't question. You know what I mean? The guy from the University of Tennessee, y'all. Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison are the greatest tandem in the history of the league.
We're just saying. I'm just saying from the press aspect, and no doubt the numbers, the impact, they want a ring, or no doubt there's no question the Marvin Harrison resume, but the press thing, Marv.
T.O. ain't like nobody.
T.O. was a media darling because they could always give him. He was always going to give him a story, even though they still prolonged him because you know they really you know they didn't everybody didn't always like it, but. He gave him a story.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually they had to put him in. But the Sterling Sharpe thing, that's heavy. That's really heavy. I never looked at it.
It is. I mean, Calvin Johnson just got in, what, the other day?
Yeah. First bout.
You going to tell me first bout? You telling me Sterling Sharpe? You telling me Sterling Sharpe not supposed to be in here? And remember, if he didn't have his neck injury that in this day and age in 2021, he would have been out a year.
Right.
Back in when he caught it in 90 whatever or early 2000,
it was definitely late 90s. It was late 90s.
It was 92, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
With the technology that's damn near 28 years later.
I'm just saying.
On,
I think it should be in. Yeah, you asking me?
You should have been in.
Hold on. Well, first of all, I'm gonna keep your little brother on the phone. I love your little brother right now, man. First of all, it's a PG-13 show. So we're about to talk about the bullshit. Here come Larry Shepard and Sharice Lee. Oh God, here we go. The Dallas Cowboy fans, y'all.
I'm here for them. I love all my callers.
How y'all doing?
All right, how you, Larry?
What's up, Larry? What's up, Sharice?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Miss Lee, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How y'all feel?
Oh, we good. We good. We good.
We don't know what the hell you're going to say out your mouth right now, but okay, go ahead. Continue. Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how y'all doing? I got a fan stick fan on the line with me. You know what I mean? T-Money. Hello?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, he's here.
Tanisha.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You know,
what's up, Sharice?
How y'all doing?
You got another Cowboy fan on here. Hi, Sharice. Oh, God. Here we go with the bullcrap. Talk about the bullshit.
Yeah, shout out to Night Sharice. You ain't got nothing to say. You just came to listen. I ain't mad at you.
I'm just listening and learning. That's all. I'm going to let y'all, have some support. You know what I mean?
Okay. I have no problem with
that. But when I feel the need to say something, I'm just going to say
it. Don't you feel it's a little bit lighter tonight, though, without the bullying of one Coach Gibb? I'm just saying, that's my man. But, you know, he be bullying Larry. It don't be me. I'll be trying to let Larry talk.
Security, if I got called security, you know how y'all see Cowboy fans.
No, don't security. Be me, Larry. It don't be me. I'll be trying to let you go. Just don't hijack the show. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You say sometimes you take this thing and have that like a 747 plane. That's all. But go ahead, Larry. The floor is yours.
it's interesting. I have a football team fan right here. You're an Eagles fan, and I'm a Cowboys fan. And
okay.
We still get along.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what you got
that
to
makes,
touch
that
on?
Makes
with you
that makes me sick
things,
in my stomach.
You know? Is Tom Brady the best quarterback? What you got for us? You know, he was. I know he was listening.
You know what?
Tom Brady definitely the best quarterback ever.
He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great, but
He's the best.
Well, so if he's not the greatest quarterback of all time, Larry, with 7 rings, 2 different franchises. Wait a minute. Tell me who is the best quarterback. I saw we only arguing 2-5, but obviously you got a better one. So tell me, please, enlighten me, educate me.
That's the answer.
No,
there is no answer.
Tom Brady's
the best.
Okay.
There is no answer.
I didn't hear. Now you got Tom Brady. Larry, you never get cemetery silent on me. What's going on? What's wrong? You all right?
That's not a good argument. The thing about the Super Bowl that bothers me was the kick at calls. I mean, they
the
tell me...
You think the referees got them beat by 22 points?
I mean, they called against Mahomes to get Kansas City. Even Tony Romo got in on it and said, I don't know about that.
What are we going to take from Romo, though?
Let him talk, dude. Go ahead.
Floor yours,
last. Tony Romo is the best sportscaster right now.
Okay.
You know, he calls. I mean, that the man.
Wait a minute. What does it got to do? Larry, what does it got to do?
I'm supporting Larry.
Damn, Larry. Tony Romo, the best broadcaster. Unbelievable.
What'd you say, Sheree?
Wait, guys.
What'd you say,
Sheree?
I said I'm supporting Larry.
Of course.
That's what
Cowboys.
Wait. You supporting him saying that Tony Romo the best sportscaster?
I sure am.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I'm waiting to hear more, Larry. Yeah. Give me your best quarterback.
Go ahead, Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
We got it. Romo, the best quarterback. Okay.
There it is.
Do you see how he's calling plays? Like, he's calling, like, you know, of course, I had so many cowboy quarterbacks that went to sportscast, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's just what it is, you know, when they want a star to be a sportscaster, you know, that's the gift. Why not get a cowboy? Troy Aikman.
Right.
God. Daryl Johnson,
Daryl Johnson. We got way off the rails. What happened to your best quarterback? We got off the rails. What happened?
Who's the best quarterback, Larry?
Freddie is the GOAT in the NFL.
All right, then we agree. That's what we got. You said all that to get all the way to the right answer. That's why you got.
But Mahomes is a, I don't want people to think because they score 9 points that Mahomes, they take away from Mahomes.
I'm gonna say this and quiet the crowd right now. Patrick Mahomes, we all know is a superstar in, you know, he's a superstar right now, but he's gonna be greatness in the making, right? So I understand that, right? But also understand this, and I'm gonna cut Larry's line off his little feedback. Patrick Mahomes only scored 3 points more than Jared Goff in the Super Bowl. Let that marinate out there for a second.
I let it marinate.
Against another team that Brady played. And Patrick Mahomes, is it going to be a situation where teams might play the cover two against Kansas City and whoop their ass?
Mm-mm.
How about that?
It won't happen again.
You like that?
It won't happen again.
That was a teacher moment. And you cannot win. You cannot win without your game one in the trenches. All the pretty pieces mean nothing.
And my thing is, Andy Reid never adjusted to run the football. They played cover two the whole game. If you run the football, then it will drop the safety. And then the safety has to come up. If you run the football, they blitz four or maybe five times the whole game. Name a Super Bowl team ever did that.
Wow.
Like, come on. You have to run.
You didn't say name a Super Bowl that they didn't do it? It was, I hate to say it, was my, I'm transparent. The last team that didn't do it was the Denver Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks, who played the same cover too, and they had a monster back there with the last name of Chancellor. Did we get amnesia in the sports radio right now?
That was a different defense. Legion of Boom was different. They was different.
And they played cover two. Denver didn't run the football, guys. There you go. That's what you said. What was the last Super Bowl? It's a sad thing when a coach, John Fox, got his ass whooped. He didn't run the football, and they lost. What's that score? 41? 42-9?
41-7. It was ugly.
Yeah, 41-9. I was 41-9, something like that.
No.
It was ugly.
Denver Broncos swept up on the Carolina Panthers.
Andy Reid never adjusts. He might have got a bunch of things on his mind. But he never adjusted. He just didn't. He should have ran the football. It'd have been a whole different ball game. You had seven-fingered Pierre Paul. You had a front four.
He's stupid.
You had a front four. That was it.
Yeah, it's true. And Donovan was playing
Tyreek Hill, and they was not letting Tyreek Hill run past anybody.
No, we knew that coming into the game.
Why not throw it to Kelce?
Because wait, because Kelce dropped that third and like nine, that would have been a first down. Once I seen that drop, I said, it's about to be a hard, it's about to be a rough game. Kelce don't drop the football. It's certain people that you know don't drop the football, and Kelce's one of them.
Yeah,
if he dropped that third and something, it don't happen. And it went downhill from there. Even when Mahomes threw the ball flying across the air, it hit the ball in his face, man. Come on, what was the crazy stat? He ran for 492 yards, but it was like all behind the line of scrimmage. Some crazy stat, like
he was running for his life, literally.
He was
for
running
his
for
life.
His
I've never seen him get hit
just,
like this. He showed me some toughness because he took some hits in that game where it was like other quarterbacks might have went out. He took some hits in that game. He showed me some toughness, but. It had nothing to do with the referees.
I can't say that.
22 points, Larry? Not 3 points. Not 2 points.
The fouls were calling all kinds of fouls. On the day on Kansas City, geez,
22
points.
Well, we're not gonna always fake it like Andy Reid teams have always been the most disciplined. I watched it for 14 years here in Philadelphia. Let me tell you, I got stories for you. In the NFC Championship games, choking, they don't even get all the way there. I got stories. Trust me, I got stories. I don't know if you want to do that. About holding calls and false starts. I done seen some Andy Reid teams supposed to win, break down in the big game, and all of a sudden have all these mental mistakes. They didn't get beat by the ref, Larry.
You ready for this? I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
If Kyle Shanahan would have ran the ball last year, Kansas City would not have a ring.
I agree.
All the 49ers had to do was continue what they did.
Yeah.
And Mahomes would have lost two Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah, he would be 0-2 right now, absolutely, because he didn't play well in the first three quarters, basically, at a Super Bowl. And then Kyle Shanahan decided that Jimmy Garoppolo was John Elway and dropped back up 10, 13 times in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter.
Oh, my God.
How about when Houston had a big lead on him and they came back on Houston?
One of the many reasons why Bill O'Brien was fired that game right there.
And one of the reasons why Jay Wright had a mutual agreement to leave.
That's not a great run franchise, is what we're starting to find out.
I got a question for y'all. Where do y'all see JJ Watt going?
Somewhere where he can win.
He'll go to the Steelers.
Green Bay. He's from Wisconsin. Green Bay.
Steelers. Oh, yeah.
Steelers.
Well,
Green
go.
Bay. Somebody somewhere like that.
Wait a minute. In the beginning of the game, this game is the game of Huddle Sports Station. In the beginning of this game, this show tonight, I just said that Shaq Barrett is not going to be a Buccaneer. They're not saying it. So why not bring J.J. Watt there? Tampa Bay.
Veteran. That fits what they're doing. Yeah.
Depends on if Brady comes back. People going to do what Brady do. You know how they do what LeBron's going to do? If LeBron comes, they'll go to LeBron. Yeah, if Brady comes back, then yeah. You never know. Tampa Bay might be the running.
Brady coming back.
I think he is, too.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a no brainer. He coming back.
So at least one more year. Him and Drew Brees. One more year.
Yeah. I do think
Drew Brees gonna retire.
Absolutely.
I think Drew Brees gonna retire.
It's over.
Right now. I think Drew Brees retired this year. Wow. He will not play next year in 2021 season.
Right.
My opinion.
Yeah, I believe so.
I remember that comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe.
Okay.
My opinion, yeah. I think Drew Brees will he leaving. I mean, he's been not going.
I agree.
Back.
I totally agree.
Listen, guys, we see a whole lot of folks at this stage here tonight not pressing one. You know what I mean? We got, man, right now, the call
log is locked. The queue is locked. And usually, you know, it's 50 calls to a queue. It's locked.
Right.
So we see you. That means no one else can get into the box to call. Press 1, y'all.
Wow.
Okay, 516-453-9133.
Wow.
Talk to your boy. Talk to your boy, dude. Listen, talk to your boy T-Money. You know what I'm saying? You know, talk to Sharice Lee, who loves Larry Shepard. Larry Shepard loves himself. I mean, one more thing he's saying, man. This is an outstanding show. Now, we're going to go to, of course, what we do. We're going to go into our sponsorship right now. So lay back a little bit. And then, now, Uptown, last night, I played a track.
Right.
That everybody wants to hear again. And I did it on the Great Will of God show. I opened this, show with this track. It's an instrumental track,
okay.
Man. It was grooving. And I want to make sure that I bless the people with it, man. So since you want to hear a little thing from Olad, we're going to do this thing again from Olad Ski. And listen here. Okay. Freedom Lay is on. Let's get it.
Make your move, cowboy.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Who got next?
New Doritos Cool Ranch just got cooler.
I ain't dancing.
I just want to say to the fans again, Uptown Deuces has no Uptown Deuces has nothing to do with the musical selection. That's all I want to say.
Listen, here we go, guys. We're gonna bring on our next caller on the line tonight, and all the folks out there that with us tonight. Just press one, man. It's a sports show. You know, talk about your teams, man. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Caller, you're on the line right now. You're in the line right now with your brother O right here with Uptown Deuce on the Dynasty Host Sports Nation. Who are you and where you calling from?
Call.
Call, you there?
No caller.
I think they did. They unmute themselves.
Yeah. Unmute yourself,
you
call.
They might.
Show yourself. Show yourself. No?
Okay, you know what, we're going to put it back in. We're going to put it back on ice for a second. And just do me a favor, caller, just press one and then come back on and we'll know if you're ready to talk. All right, caller.
Right.
You're on the line right now. Hello, Sports Nation. Hey, I know what that is. It's the best.
Hi, brothers.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Betty. All right. How are you, Sister Betty?
All right. I'm much better.
Okay.
You know, I'm just calling in to support your show. You know, I love y'all both.
We love you.
Me too, Sister Betty.
Yeah.
How you doing now? You know what I mean? You know, I know you got some comments or something. Even, and listen, it doesn't have to be sports now. And whatever's on your mind,
no,
that may be sports related, whatever.
No, earlier today, I was on YouTube. And
right.
I saw this military soldier wrestling with a woman.
Okay.
And the woman ended up putting him in the chokehold.
Oh.
And he had to tap out.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. And the soldier got up laughing, but it was, you know, I couldn't believe that. She was able to do that to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Was she a big woman, a little woman?
Yeah, no, she was average height, but I just couldn't phantom a woman being able to put a soldier down. That's what I was, you know, I was amazed at, you know?
You know that woman's strength? You know when y'all get mad? You know how y'all get when y'all get mad, Sister Betty? Y'all got the strength for 10 minutes.
Especially
28
days.
You put somebody in a chokehold acting crazy, Sister Betty. I know you did. You nice. I know you're a nice man. But every once in a while, you have to put somebody in a chokehold and let them know what's going on. I see.
Every 28 days. Every 28 days, women get some strength. When they lose blood, they get strength.
You like
to
get strength, Sister Betty?
Look, brother, I'm a tired, so. It don't matter about the 28 days. I'm a Taurus, so we got that bullish nature.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, y'all do hit different. You know what I mean? God bless y'all and all y'all do.
You don't need to wait 28 days. You do yours every day, Sister Betty. If somebody get out of pocket, somebody get out of pocket.
Yeah.
And Sister Betty. That's what
I'm saying. All right, brother. I love
Bye-bye.
You. But, I wish that the Eagles had made it, but, you know, like I said, the Eagles suck.
That was a low blow, Sister Betty. See, I told you when it
hit Hey, Sharice, how you like that one? Sister Betty says that you're a Cowboy fan. How you like that one?
Well,
I'm on Larry's side,
Sister
Betty. Basically, no matter what
line you take,
you're
on Larry's side. Sister Betty,
but I'm supporting
Larry. That's right. I still support them, but I still say they suck.
Oh, no. Sharice is great. She's a Cowboy fan, so she's not heard that.
As long as you're a fan, you can say that. Because I say they suck too sometimes because I'm a fan. So as long as you stay a fan, you can say you can have that opinion as best. That's just the best.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm going to always be a fan, but I'm a fan of the Gators because I'm from Florida. But
okay, and I'm all the Gators.
Since I love Philadelphia, and I'm always going to support the Eagles, even though they don't make it. But I'm always going to support them and look forward to
Sister Betty,
them.
You need that support. Put your Eagles ring on. Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
We're going to win another one. Thank you for the call, Sister Betty.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. We love you, man.
Peace to all of you.
All right. You too, Sister Betty. We love you.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if we get this call on. Maybe they can, Carly, you're on the line right now.
I'm back.
Of course, hello, Sports Nation.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing This is Naima. I was calling to say hi. I was listening in, and the first time when I hit one for the keypad, it muted, and I was steady talking to you guys. And I heard y'all talking back to me, and I greeted y'all. And the next thing I know, you were saying, well, Carla, we're taking another call. So my apologies.
No, you're right. This is all the Fourth Nation, man. That's where we get down, man. You know, we're glad. First of all, thank you for calling in and supporting me and what I do on a constant basis. You know, before we do this, you know, Uptown Duke, this young lady is an outstanding designer. She's going to be interviewed by Andre Presley, you know, of course, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Shrine E. And we, you know, that wonderful, wonderful show, Uptown, and it's called National Syndicated Radio. So, Naima, talk to us at this time about what you do for a living.
Okay. First off, I am a Philadelphia underground designer with the NYU Collection. Okay. That's the name of it. It means from me to you. I try to give authentic, professional, high quality, as good of a quality as I can possible when I design handbags, is what I'm currently specializing in.
Okay.
Outside of the handbags, I specialize in making coats formally and just making a whole nice collection behind the NYU Collection. I would like to tailor to all grades, meaning female, male, and children, once everything is, you know, mastered and established. And I just take a lot of pride in doing this collection. So, yeah.
I look forward to
you guys having an opportunity to experience some of the pieces that I make as I am pushing them out there, and, you know.
I want to ask you, first of all, we definitely appreciate you, and you're doing, that sound like you're doing great, great things. Do you have a website anywhere that people can go to, where I can go to, because I know some people might want some handbags, but want one of your pieces?
Yes, I do have a website. It is www.shop.u1.com.
Okay.
And right now it's all female stuff. I will be working on gentlemen things uptown very soon.
For the gentlemen, Jason, we always get left out. It's okay though. We always get left out.
Actually, she's making me a personalized bag with my stitching with my wonderful name on it.
Yeah, we get that thing in.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you, Naima.
Thanks for taking my call. I couldn't touch bases with you on the game tonight, or you know, on the sports. But you guys are doing big things, good things.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed everything that y'all was talking about, and I'll talk to you guys
soon.
You agree with Sharice Lee always talking about she support Larry? No.
I heard her. I did agree with that. And because, like she said, I'm
Larry Jefferson. Wow, Uptown Jesus. The women, man, love Larry. They love Larry. Women trying to get Larry back on here. Hey, Larry, these women loving you, man. What's going on there, Larry? Well, thank you so much.
It's all fun and love, guys.
Thank you.
Love you. All right.
Love you too. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
All right. That's it. Larry, man. Right. What's going on with you, man? You acting up, man. You know, you something else. You know,
Larry,
I don't know about you, Larry. Larry's something else, man.
But
he's
speaking of something she touched on real quick, speaking of the game, and I'm sure she's talking about the 76ers, our home team. We did lose today. I believe 112-101. Yeah, we lost to the Suns 112-101. And we still got Uptown J-Rock on the line. You still on the line?
Yes, indeed. Here he is right here. All right. Uptown J-Rock. You right there, J-Rock? No, that's him. Hold on a second. That's it right there. J-Rock, you there? All right.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. Yep.
Loud and clear.
Okay. So my question to you guys.
Go ahead.
I got one more question on centers. I'm going to get to the basketball now because that's where we at. Right now, MVP, Joel Embiid or Jokic?
Well, to me, it's LeBron again because it's easy to give it to him, but it's Embiid by far. If you take Embiid off the Sixers, they might not be a player. They might just be a fringe playoff team.
But if you take Jokic off, what's the name? What you think? What you think if you take Jokic off? Jokic's averaging, averaging what, almost 30, 12, and 9?
They would be a fringe playoff team, too.
I'm going to say it right Denver, let's go there. And I like that question. You know, and Rock put that thing down. Okay. It's market. It's market. So no MVP is coming out of Denver, Colorado. Unless their name is John Elway. Case closed.
You're probably right. I just think Embiid just been playing. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jokic, but Embiid and them got the best record in the East. And they just, every night he shows dominance. Every night against no matter who it is. Anthony Davis, 8 in a day, gave 8 and 35. Every center, he just eats
them
up. He eats them up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he definitely gave him 35, but Booker gave him like 36.
Listen, and I'm going to say something.
On Ben and Tobias.
We've been talking a lot about the Sixers need an extra piece and all this. I've seen the weakness. Mm-hmm. I've seen the teams attack. And I love him. He's a Curry, but he's a backup. Steph Curry cannot beat.
Wow, bro. You're a disrespectful dude, man.
I like Steph. But Seth is a bench player on a championship team, not just starting two. That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Should Shake start over Seth Curry?
No, hell no.
Sure Shake
can
be a starting two on a championship team.
No, Shake has to come off the bench. Remember, in that Portland game, remember, they were looking for Maxey to score. Maxey's okay, but when Shake plays good off the bench, is he a rookie? Exactly. But when Shake plays good off the bench, they win. I mean, we had vintage Melo in the fourth quarter, but, you know, if Shake plays good, they normally win off the bench.
Yes.
They need to make a trade.
We got
to
call him.
I'm telling you.
We got here we go. Don't say the Bradley Beal thing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Come with it.
Okay, here we go.
You have to give up Simmons and Fiable for Bradley Beal.
No, I don't like that.
And they don't want to give up Simmons. That's what I'm saying. So the thing is, and I was just talking to another dude, if the Warriors want to make a real run, trade Oubre for Zach LaVine and you make a run. My opinion.
That's good. That's a good pronunciation.
Zach LaVine,
we'll bring this caller on right now, guys.
Good evening.
We hear you.
Listen, I am calling in to congratulate Huddle Sports Nation on their ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with their 27th all-time. Congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
Wow, Miss Lee. That's wonderful.
Keep calling.
Wow.
I'm here. This is what I'm here for.
Wow, man.
This is a
testament also. I want to say this, too. To our brother, you know what I mean? Of course, thank God he didn't get hurt tonight in the car accident. You know, this is a testament to what both Uptown Deuce and, you know, Derek Gibson has been building. And I'm so proud, you know, for this show to finally hit a record breaking. Last night's outstanding work of Will of God, you know, me and him put it down last night. And, you know, I'm proud of Uptown Deuce, you know, sticking in there, hanging in there, doing this thing. Congratulations, Uptown Deuce, on your first championship, sir.
Yeah, how about that? Now let's repeat.
How about that? Let's repeat next week.
That's it. Back to back.
All the great quarterbacks got more than one. I need more than one.
I'm gonna tell y'all this.
To being his little brother, we've been talking like this. He's 3 years older than me. So we've been talking like this since about him being 8 and me being about 5. So we've been talking about sports our whole lives, basically.
Do this
so
for nothing.
That's why I know so much sports, to be totally honest, because of him. He reads the paper front to back. He knows how to do a baseball game and 4-6-3 double play. He not do all that type of stuff. And it's just not tooting his own horn. It's just he really does know and do sports. I text him. We text every night about sports. And I didn't tell about the Sterling Sharp thing because I didn't tell about the Sterling Sharp thing because I just wanted to bring this to his show.
My God.
And has his
brother from the same
show. But everything else, we've been talking sports. He's the reason why I know and like really study sports the way I do. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that.
Got another caller on the line. Yeah, man. Caller, you're on the line right now with Sports Nation. Right here, on here.
Oh, the bro and middle bro. What's going on?
We got the other one online. Oh, it's a family affair. That's Mary J. Blige's journey. It's a lot of family stone in here, man. What you got for us? What you got for us, brother, from another mouth?
Oh, man. I don't blame the Sixers starters for losing that game. Their bench got outplayed today.
Did they?
The bench got outplayed by the Suns bench.
He called it. Okay. Okay, that happens.
So, you think it was the bench?
Yeah. Bench got outplayed. Plain or something.
Thoroughly?
Let me go.
Go ahead.
Wait, let me go. Because I didn't get a chance to watch the game, so apologies. Because I didn't know it came on early.
Yeah, it was early. The Nets are beating the shit out the Warriors. Woo! Not, are they Warriors? I mean, you know, they're not really. They're going to be a first playoff team, if that.
I'm trying to tell you, but if you trade for Zach LaVine, it'll be different.
Yeah, Zach LaVine. If the Sixers could trade for Zach LaVine, it'd be different. But little bro, who off the Suns bench was the guy? Was it a collective? Like who was? I saw Sark play well.
And the boy Moore had 11.
And that basically was the game.
Yeah, Korkmaz ain't doing anything.
And Maxey had 6 points. So, yeah, it was the bench. Yeah. And Bede had 35. And
Tobias had like 18. Simmons had 16. The starters did enough to win. They got outplayed by the bench. It happens. It's the league. It's 72 games. Yeah. I'm not going to jump out the jet. They're going to be fine. They got the MVP on 18. And they probably, besides the Nets, are the best team in the East. So, I'm not going to.
But the Nets got to play defense.
Exactly. And that's what
Nets
got to
play defense.
It's terrible. What's going on out there is terrible. It's terrible. I've seen more defense in the schoolyard pickup game.
I said this, and listen, Uptown Deuce has my back, brothers. I've been saying this since the trade. It was the most horrible trade for me. Of course, you got three wheels, okay? But they take square tires to run the car down the road. How about that? And I'm saying this car is going to crash into a tree. You're going to see it.
I like that one. That was nice.
Let me ask y'all a question. Where do y'all see how do y'all far y'all think the Nets going to go in the playoffs? How far y'all think the Nets going to go in the playoffs?
Second round. They go bye-bye.
In the East, depending on the matchup, they going conference championship. It's the East still.
Uh-uh.
It's still the East.
They won't beat Milwaukee. They won't beat the Sixers. They won't beat Boston. They won't beat Boston. I'm not sure. Milwaukee, I'm not sure again. It's going to be a Brooklyn Philadelphia Eastern Conference championship.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be, Brooklyn-Philly Eastern Conference.
You know why? Because it's all about the money. Remember now, little bro, that the money is all about Madison Avenue. Look what happened in the Super Bowl. There's no way that Buccaneers team should have went wild card all the way live and win the Super Bowl in their home court, home field.
They home stadium.
It's called Tom Brady. So don't get me started, man, when it comes down to this with Madison Avenue, man. What sells commercials, man? Like, man, let me get started.
And just basketball wise, I just don't see Boston beating them. I just don't see Milwaukee beating them. Just before we even get there, I just don't see it.
It's Nets and Sixers in conference. All I think is Nets and Sixers.
I think it's all going to be about numbers. It's all going to be about seedings. Toronto was just like 3-8 like a month ago. What's their record at? No, it's all about, see, this short season, it was all about gelling. It's all about gelling right now. I feel like this month is the peak month. If you get this month down right, then you can get, like, Toronto, the Sixers are 1-2 on this road trip, and they might lose Utah. Ever since Shaq told Donovan Mitchell, "You're good, but I don't think you're that good," they done won, like, 13 straight.
Yeah. No, Donovan Mitchell can play. Donovan Mitchell can play.
Yo, and they winning that. They beating Miami right now.
Miami not
What's the score of that game?
Ooh. Oh, they up like 58 to like 43 or something like that.
Miami not the same team for
last. No,
Miami not
Jimmy
the same
Butler,
team for last.
No, because Jimmy Butler gave everything he had. This is the reason why I tell everybody LeBron is like on a different level. Jimmy Butler gave everything he could give in that goddamn championship. LeBron still playing.
27
and then going to double overtime. Double overtime, going to another. Oh, they were down 22-2 against OKC.
Yeah.
They won the game in overtime.
LeBron Henderson. I mean,
LeBron is on another level.
He Hennessy. No matter what you want to say, he Hennessy. However
and
you want to
Carmelo go. Carmelo showed you what he can do when he really got that ball in his hand up at night, didn't he? Give him the ball, he should. And I'm going to tell you something. Dame wound up shooting like two or three. Dame and the boy, what's the other boy that shoot the ball a bunch? Gary Trent Jr. He's another dude that shoot the ball every time he gets the ball.
Somebody lied to him.
Every time he touches, he's shooting it.
Yeah, somebody lied
to him. If they would have given the ball to Melo for real, he'd have had like 20-25 in that quarter. Easily.
Yeah.
He was in a whole different zone.
Yeah. Melo on the right team because he don't got to be the guy. He had the age and –
Utah up right now by 21 in the third quarter.
Who they playing? You Miami, right?
Who they playing?
Miami. And they
Miami not the same. I don't believe in them.
It's 7 minutes left and Miami ain't scored a point yet in the third quarter. It's 16. They outscored them 16-0.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler, like Uptown Deuce just said, man. Jimmy Butler, man, he shot his load, man. Like, is he still a great ball player?
That was Uptown J-Rock quote. But, yeah, I agree with him. He shot his load.
Mm-hmm.
He gave everything he could, and it was it.
He shot his gun is empty, and he's looking for a clip.
Mm-hmm. And they said he had COVID and he lost 20 pounds.
You said what now?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he lost 20 pounds.
He lost 20 pounds during that COVID thing. I'm gonna send you the Westman, the link.
What's that?
He lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
During COVID. So he's not even in nowhere near basketball shape right now.
At all.
Wow.
At all.
We got another caller, y'all.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
All right, caller, you're on the line right now with the Huddle Sports Nation.
Yeah, what's up, y'all, man? You Finn Willa God from Uptown too. Uptown Deuce in here. Hey Deuce, I know that was you, man, from up there. Peace, boy. I was recognizing my brain cells, man. All this time I'm over here looking like Miracle Whip, don't even know how to be Great Poupon. Ain't that funny?
That's me, bro.
And what's up, I forgot his name already.
I'm gonna look at
my Facebook. Wait a minute. I'm looking at my Facebook. There it is. That's his name. Because for some reason he doesn't like Philadelphia. He's a freaking other type of guy. So sometimes you can get this guy because
he's the other type of guy.
What happened? Well, tonight he was in a car accident, man. He's doing all right, man. Thank God he's alive and well with his family.
little fender bender, you're fine.
Yo. Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, I know what I feel about the car accident because I ain't supposed to be here right now. Last time I was in a car accident, the parked car hit me, man, and the old head, when he almost hit me, he was like, yo, the sun got in his eyes, and I had my back turned. If it wasn't for that angel telling me in my ear to get the stuff out the back seat of the car, I'd be here. So, yo, man, praise God you here, man. You can still drop that flavor.
Glad you here, bro. From Park Car Accident, nothing to play with. Glad you here, man. What you got for us on the sports side? What you got, man? I know you've been listening. What you got?
Yeah, I got on a little late, but, you know, it ain't nothing to hate. As long as you're great when you're late.
Is he a rapper?
Is
he a rapper? Yeah, he actually is. Yeah.
But as for the Sixers, man, I haven't been watching the game too much because I ain't got cable. So I got to go to my boy's crib and catch you when I catch it. Or just, you know.
Oh, my God.
You got to get it how you live.
Go ahead, bro. YouTube.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do YouTube because sometimes, you know, once you see the score already, you're like, oh, man. And then you got to watch it on your phone. You're like, oh, man. And I ain't got the phones like y'all got so y'all can walk around and it's coming out your pocket because the phone's so damn big. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do too much for me.
But the Sixers, man, they making a whole bunch of presents.
What you do see of the Sixers, what you think?
Well, the Sixers, they're making a lot of presence, man. And with Doc Rivers, he going to make sure the chemistry is right by the time we get to the middle, you know, towards, the playoffs. Or no.
They might be right.
After the All-Star, that's the joint I said last night on my radio show, right. Because every time, you know, you try to make something right, it always turns wrong. So if you make it right, then it's going to be hard for it to get wrong. You know what I'm saying? You gotta beat the other right to be wrong. You know, that is, never mind. But, yeah, as for the Sixers, man, you know, I think they're going to turn right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're going to do some stuff. But the only thing that scares me is I want the Sixers to get so nice that they don't got to worry about Ben Simmons or Mutombo.
He has no watching the Sixers at all.
The Eagles, the thing that's getting me, because I peeped the whole game with the Super Bowl. I've been calling. If I was betting money, I would have won all types of money. Because I told everybody. I said, yo, man, it wouldn't be a good whole show. It wouldn't be a great Super Bowl if it would have been Kansas City versus Drew Brees. Nobody would have really went crazy like that. They'd be like, well, I'll give it to Kansas City. But then I seen that come. But then I saw... Then I told my boy, I said, yo, man, you know they ain't going to allow no daggone Andy Reid win a damn Super Bowl. And his son almost killed the daggone kid. I don't know what's going on with that part with the car accident. So that's going to be a situation. Then I said,
he got fired. He got fired from the Chiefs.
Oh, I bet he did. Shoot, they knew he was about to go to jail. Yeah. He can't keep him there. But imagine,
imagine.
And one thing on the marketing scheme, they seen how much money went to Kansas City, you know, last year. And then they got the corona popping off and all this other junk. They like, oh, man, Kansas City wouldn't have as much fun or bring as much money for the summertime, especially if the corona is going by the summertime, than Tampa Bay. You got the fish. You got the girls. You got everybody walking around naked because they jump in the water. They're like, come on, man. That's way more money.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And they know for a fact. And they know for a fact it's going to be a baby boom because everybody's going to get all drunk. Did you see how drunk Brady was? Because he threw the damn drink into somebody you don't even know.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Brady,
he just threw it. We don't know. No, that nigga was lit.
Brady, he was good. I never knew Brady let his hair down like that.
And then the sad part about it, the sad part about it is it really got me tripping. They had that big old march in Washington where all those people came down there and marched, and nobody got corona as of yet. And then you had the people on the boat. They can't even get off. They can't get off the damn boat. They know if they get off the boat, them sharks is probably, ain't no probably shark, but I don't know. The sharks is coming into every type of waters now. They're like, look, there's something to eat. But everybody on the boat with not no damn mask. And if you had a mask, you ain't going to be able to breathe anyways to get wet. So you looking stupid. And they're like, oh, man. And then the governor or the mayor of the damn joint, she going to come up with a mask knowing she looking drunk. So as soon as she get out of wherever the hell she was on the news at into a private area, she taking off the mask to celebrate with Tom Brady. And then Tom Brady on top of it saying, now I'm a seven-day Adventist. I got seven damn Super Bowl rings. You know what I'm saying? And now what I is anytime you give me a commercial, you got to pay me $2 million, $3 million top or more.
Easy.
Because I not only became classified, because I'm going to come back and play again, because I'm going to have all types of new friends now, because everybody want to come to Tampa Bay. They know how lit we going to be. And so you're going to get all types of new receivers. Everybody's going to say, you go to the quick Patriots. I'm going in with Tom Brady. So now he's going to have the Tom Brady show. They're going to keep showing how he hit the girl in the head. He's going to show how he hit the girl in the head when he threw the football on the Tom Brady show. I mean, on the Brady Bunch. On the Brady Bunch show. And now he's going to be walking around like, there's no way I'm going to let a young buck beat me from Kansas City and talk trash arrogantly, talking about he from State Farm. Come on, man.
He's from State Farm. Wait a minute. I got something to say for this one. Wait a minute. This going to knock you out. This going to knock your ass out. And I'm glad Uptown Deuce is here. Rob Gronkowski told Tom Brady, look, man, I'm not playing, you know, at any type of level during the season, bro. You can put me on the sideline, let O.J. Howard run down there, blah, 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 blah. But I guarantee you, man, when we get to that main game, he did like Toby Keith. He said, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was. This fool went crazy, Will of God, he scored two touchdowns as an old, depleted, injured ball player, but he gave it all. He said, I died today on the field.
He got 21 concussions.
Yeah, he got
21
concussions.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
When he dropped those passes, when he dropped them damn passes in the Kansas City game, that wasn't pure game like they did on purpose so that. Because you know how you be betting, right? And they probably started betting like, I bet you Kansas City won't score again.
Hold on. We got to get that feedback out of there.
Now,
When Kelce dropped
both of those passes, because that ball, Mahomes, he threw the ball right in his hands both times. He never dropped passes like that. So I'm like, hold on, betting John. And then for them to, you know how people be betting, like, yeah, I bet you then, since we gonna lose anyway, I bet you we score. So everybody put all their money up, probably put their house up. Yeah, I know we're going to score. For the ball to drop the ball at the goal line, is that some betting joke? They was like, yo, man, you better drop the ball. We'll put something in your pocket. Just drop the ball. Because there's no way you get three passes dropped in your freaking hands. And that was at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, man, this betting thing is about to be really crazy, because if you ain't peeping the game, Durant is the one who showed everybody, yo, this is a freaking bull crap. You going to pull me out the game for Corona because I was, what the freak, man? And you know I was going to kill these niggas? Yeah.
No, so did y'all hear about the dude that did the streaking thing?
What happened?
He was back making the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he bet $50,000. The pot was plus seven fifty.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody going to streak at the Super Bowl. He wound up betting $50,000 on himself to streak, and he won $375,000 or some crazy shit. So like, he was, like the other guy was just on the phone.
that betting stuff mm-hmm. is real. Is that I believe that mm-hmm. that betting stuff is real. Bull bets 50,000 that he gonna streak. So it's a dude on YouTube that does it everywhere. He couldn't do it, mm-hmm. but he bet that he streaks at like the finals games and soccer games and yada yada yada. But he couldn't do it, so they wound up sending another dude, so just basically us, and they wound up betting 50,000 on a 750 plus 750 or whatever how it go in gambling, and dude wound up winning. He bet 50,000 and wound up winning 375,000. Wow. Streak get tackled and bail out for $500.
Well, think about the streaks. Mm. Think about the betting, man. You see the new betting thing they're doing now? It's so stupid. And I know the daggone boxers are looking at it. But when you got UFC betting, John, like you bet $1, you can win $500 for whoever threw the first punch. Like, what does that mean? Like, they're going to hit each other anyway. So you trying to tell me, I'm going to win $500 if they throw a punch?
Why? That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with Tyson Fury. The Tyson Fury fight, Will of God. Tyson Fury and Wilder. Whoever threw the first punch in that fight, we had a friend of ours and lived in, my friend of mine lives in Newport News, Virginia. He put his house on the line. So it's kind of funny y'all said house. He bet his house, Will of God, T Rock, and Uptown Deuce, and he won $1 million because Deontay Wilder threw the first punch in the fight.
Wow.
You can bet on anything. You can bet on anything. Anything. A kickoff, is it going to be a touchback or the person going to run the ball out? You can bet on all that type of stuff.
It's called BetMGM. And you know what, Willie Guy, you have a good point. Guess who is the sponsor of BetMGM? If you look at your commercials, Jamie Foxx.
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Jamie Foxx now has garnered $45 million just doing the commercial.
Oh, you educated
well,
me.
What the hell does he know? You know Jamie Foxx is showing the future because every time you see that commercial, they're trying to get us ready for holograms because that joint got holograms for real.
Yeah, right. He's walking on water.
Walking on water. And I must say it straight up. When you start watching the news, you're going to really want to watch the news. And then when you start watching the new movies, you're going to be like, oh, I ain't going nowhere. Because then the news start making holograms, and you don't have to watch the flat screen TV, and they be right there in front of your face. Or if the news do something so incredible to make you see somebody die and it comes at you like it's a 3D. Type of joint, you like, oh,
they already
God,
got it, man.
His head cut off.
They already got it, man. You ready for this?
In 3D.
Listen, well, I'm going to thank you for calling in, man. But you know what? I'm going to say it right now. It's already here. It's called Oculus.
Wow.
That new game, man. You know, my son has the game, and he bought it for himself. Bought it for himself. He said, Dad, check this out, man. It's sitting there. Throw the ball. I'm like, throw the ball. Yo, when I was telling you guys, I picked up the ball with my own hand in the Oculus, and it depends on your strength of your arm. Man, I played NFL Find Out on Oculus. I threw the ball Tyreek Hill on the slant, man. You know, and the slant went for 80-yard touchdown, Tyreek Hill. Now listen, ready for this? Now listen, what if God got something to tell y'all, and I can't wait for this. Well, go ahead and show you, man.
Show you stuff, baby. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all. If y'all think the Eagles is going to be a fool twice, somebody got to be stupid. If Jeff Lurie does not spend the money to make the Eagles stand up this year, because he's already doing a whole new structure type of thing, and I don't think they want to look stupid twice because we already got a bad name for being for doing what we did at the last game, and Wentz already tripping. And so that boy from WIP, Andrew Grataldi, he wants me to make a new song for Carson Wentz being traded. He already said to me on Friday that we can make money together. If it's, you know, he said, is it good? I said, yeah, it's hell if I'm good. You know, I already got a hook, so he was tripping. And so he said he want to put it on iTunes. So I don't got to go in the studio and everything, but I can't do nothing until – until Wentz is traded. But if he does not get traded, he sparked something into the people so that they really want to hear what I got to say. So what I wanted to do when I do this damn track, I'm going to put everybody on it as long as they are capable of coming back and performing it when I have to do it for WIP, whatever. I don't want somebody to come on and do something in the studio and make something so hot or say a word that might be so catchy that the world be like, yo, where's that boy or that girl that said that hook that sound or they did that singing? I want to see them, you know what I mean? And then they like, oh, I can't come because I'm doing something. I don't need that, you know what I mean? I want to make everybody get paid. But what the right. Eagles is going to do, I think they're going to change because they know the world is watching. And one thing about a football team, when you got the world is watching and everybody's going to want to bet, things have to change or else they're going to look like the Dummy Boys twice. And you don't want to have a new group called the Dummy Boys because I don't know how dumb that would sound. But Brother O was asking me to do the Eagles chant, you know, last night on this show, so I don't know how many people out there in the world be listening, but you still want me to do it, O?
Yeah.
All right. Well, people, I'm that boy, Will of God. You go on YouTube at 2 Will of God. You see me doing it all over the place. You can pull up Tribute to Howard Asking, or Interview Howard Asking. I know all them cats. Or if you go on YouTube at DJ Space Chill 322, you see me doing other stuff. But imagine, like, with my new Eagles chant, imagine you have one side of the stadium saying what and the other side of the stadium saying who. But then we all collectively together saying we're Eagles. Now, I can't be loud because I'm in somebody's house, but I'm going to do it on a smooth way. I'm going to let you at least get the gist. The way it goes is like this. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. So I be trying to kill them. So since the white man said, oh, we can't really do that, but now I have people doing it, white people, black people, whatever, in large groups. If you look at the video on YouTube at 2 Will of God and pull up new Eagles chant, you'll see it sounds so good. So I want the whole stadium to do it. I know it will be an eruption. Somebody going to pee on themselves or just punch somebody in the forehead. Either one is going to happen.
All right, there we go, man. Will of God, man.
I like
right
it.
In your area.
I like it.
Now,
it works. I like it.
Listen, man, I think it would sound great.
That'd be crazy. Hip-hop feel for it. I like it.
Oh, man, it'd be rocking the house. So listen, guys, you know.
I don't know how them diehard South Phillians going to take it, but, you know, you start off.
Yeah, I think it will go. Now, of course, I want to thank everybody coming on the Hall of Sports Nation. T-Rock, you know what I mean? You know, Charisse Lee, always liking Larry Shepard, you know, Will of God. My friend, Naeem McLeod. I mean, a lot of great people came on the show. Sister Bessie. I'm really glad to, you know, hear from Sister Bessie. And I know this one night, like, oh, my God, Sister Bessie called in and I wasn't here. Well, things happen, but, you know, we're glad that our brother will be back next week on these stations. Now, tomorrow night we come back on. And your sister's still waiting for you bums to call her show. Y'all need to be shady yourself. Y'all already called in last week to use her again.
I have no excuse. And I'm home tomorrow, so I have no excuse. I'm coming on the show. What is it about?
All right. Tomorrow night, man, she's dealing with a whole lot of subjects. And I'm very proud of what Chinchilla gives us on a constant basis. She doesn't play any games. And she comes on tomorrow night on these O&E stations with this topic. Ever wonder what happened to millions, sometimes billions of dollars to states, cities, and counties awarded from the government? Well, one organization is digging deep into the police budget and more. Tomorrow night on News Forum with your children on this year, where's our money? Topic of the show tomorrow night. So there you go. And, of course, you know, thank you for, you know, calling us the Huddle Sports Nation. And what more can I say tonight with the wonderful outstanding Uptown Deuce tonight on these stations. And congratulations to both Derek and Uptown. And the Huddle Sports Nation, you know, of course, started by Carl Thomas in 2016. You know, shout out to him, you know, the first coach of the network. On its 27th only syndicated station, Connection Records, in these outstanding almost 6 years of broadcasting. So we want to thank them. And, of course, what more can I say? That is the Liquorless Advertising, the ONI, which is on the Daily and Goes Enterprise, recent, of course, at www.lookinglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both at Twitter and Instagram. Ola Delia Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Delia Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Delay that Ngozi with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delay Malay Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. And now, Uptown Deuce, it's time for the knuckleheads to come forward. Huddle up.
Knuckleheads, huddle up. Y'all did good, man. Y'all ain't get too hard on me, man. Y'all called in. We made a record. Let's do it again next week. I need another championship. I don't want to be Nick Foles. With that being said, my coach D. Gibb be back next week.